Okay. All right. No relationships to disclose here, I'm happy to say. Okay. So today I want to talk about something called the HCV Certification Training Course, and it was a training course, a certification course that I continue to be involved in, but what I'm going to talk about today is some of the outcomes and special things that actually happened during the training from 2000 to 2009. And during that time, we trained over 275 practitioners of Chinese medicine and acupuncture and oriental medicine during that time in San Francisco. And the HCV certification course consisted of a comprehensive curriculum that included both an Eastern and a Western approach to care and treatment for HCV. The course was developed in 2000 in response to the growing epidemic of hepatitis C in the nation and the need for Chinese medicine practitioners to be prepared to address this condition. One of the reasons that we came to understand that is because of our experience in San Francisco, knowing that San Francisco has a guesstimate of probably 80 to 90 licensed acupuncturists in the area, and we knew that a number of them were seeing patients with hepatitis C and co-infected with HCV, and were calling Kuan Yin Healing Arts Center. At that time, I was the director there, trying to find out what specifics people might be able to offer in the treatment of this condition. So we developed a certification course. It consisted of an intensive 3-day training that fully addressed the challenges of treating people with this life-threatening disease. We understood that it was a growing epidemic and that in the United States that many people were turning to traditional Chinese medicine and other forms of CAM to treat hepatitis C, and that we knew that it was accounting for an increased risk of hepatocellular carcinoma. HCV infection continues to be the most common chronic bloodborne infection in the United States, with approximately 4 to 6 million people who are chronically infected. And San Francisco currently does have the highest liver cancer rate in the nation, most of which is attributed to high rates of hepatitis B and hepatitis C viral infections. In San Francisco, California, local practitioners of traditional Chinese medicine thus created the HCV certification course to address the need and give licensed acupuncturists a chance to develop this specialty. So we put together a faculty that was really representative of folks who've been working in the field for a good long time. Collectively, the team brought 100 plus years of collective knowledge and treatment in hepatitis C to the course. We brought in Robert Gish, who was the medical director and liver plant transplant unit at CPMC, Misha Cohen, who's been treating HCV and HIV for 2 decades, Stuart Cooper, medical director of viral hepatitis research at UCSF, Lauren Sant, who I believe is at the conference this weekend, who's the executive director of Hepatitis C Ambassadors Program. I participated and provided the public health perspective. National herbalist Andrew Gaydert and master Qigong practitioner and teacher Larry Wong. So this was the team that we put together where we created the curriculum for the training for practitioners of acupuncture and Asian medicine. So the interdisciplinary team course included the review of liver physiology and pathology, epidemiology, reading labs, imaging, biopsy reports, nutritional consideration and programs for self-care, herbal medicine, co-infection issues, medical Qigong, comprehensive Eastern and Western programs that people could work with their take back to their city and work together with a Western medicine practitioner to enhance the outcomes for their patients. And then we had ground rounds with the clients as well. So one of the things that brought this all to a manifestation was the fact that when people are infected with hepatitis C or co-infected, then what happens is that there's a lot of confusion that happens. Where does one go? What kind of decisions does one make? Should they go, say, with Western medicine? Should they go with Eastern medicine? What sort of natural therapy should they approach? What is the scientific evidence? And that all of that comes crashing down after a diagnosis, and oftentimes people are left in a very confused state. But the main goal for people is to really arrive at a place of balance so that they can have an informed state and also learn to do self-care. So this training was geared towards helping practitioners to help to guide patients in that direction and how to blend up the best of all worlds. So I'll talk a little bit about the concept and about using Chinese medicine as a basis for this type of treatment for hepatitis C, and identifying that while Ayurvedic medicine has older roots, Chinese medicine is the longest continually practiced, documented, and cataloged medicine in the world at this point. In the 21st century, Chinese traditional medicine is informed by both scientific evidence as well as thousands of years of inquiry, study, and practice. We know that Western medicine oftentimes sees traditional Chinese medicine as an alternative form of treatment with hepatitis C, but from our perspective, what we wanted people to do is make an informed choice so that it was an alternative. It was really being able to choose the best of all options available. So Chinese medicine, traditional Chinese medicine treatments and self-care suggests addressing disharmonies using acupuncture, moxibustion, food, nutrition, herbal therapies, Chinese exercise, and meditation along with Western therapies, which tend to be compatible with Chinese medicine theory. However, the word cure is really one more used towards balance and easing harmony. So Western therapies are compatible with Chinese medicine, are used more and more frequently for optimal care and treatment of HCV infection. And taking this as an approach to training the practitioners that we were working with in the certification course, one of the things that we wanted to do was create an opening for the practitioners to start to feel an increased level of comfort to work with patients who were on a road towards using interferon therapies and other pharmaceuticals in order to spiritually and from a grounded perspective support patients in choosing Western medicine perhaps as a first line and alternative or Chinese medicine as a second line backup. We really wanted to help to shift practitioners into a place of non-bias in order to practice more culturally competent, compassionate medicine for people with HCV. So knowing that Chinese medicine is a complete medical form of its own with diagnosis, treatment, prognosis, and therapies, we know that for many people who come out of Chinese medicine schools, there's a bias of we are right and they are wrong. And that was part of what we have faced in engaging with practitioners who may have been out there practicing for a while and needed to kind of get off that soapbox and open up their minds and thinking towards being able to do a patient-centered approach to working with HCV. Because we know that both Chinese medicine and Western together provide help to control inflammation and restore liver function, regulate the immunity, improve microcirculation, and decrease fibrosis, facilitate bile secretion and excretion, treat HCV-related symptoms and complications. So we know that working together that in that combination that patients are going to have a better outcome. But practitioners came pretty much with this type of an approach very clearly under their belts, and that is that hepatitis C, from a Chinese medicine perspective, is geared towards clearing heat and cleaning toxin, regulating qi and blood, tonifying qi, blood, jing and jin, harmonizing liver and spleen and stomach, and removing dampness, clearing damp heat, harmonizing body, mind, and spirit. And for those of you who are in the Chinese medicine world or know acupuncturists or Chinese medicine practitioners, like, we know this language inside and out and we're very comfortable with it, but this isn't necessarily the language that we engage with when we're talking to Western providers, when we're doing a combination or integrated approach to care. So our focus was to basically train practitioners to look at the client as the center of the care, and the client is actually in charge. And that meant empowering the client to recognize that they were making choices about their own health care and helping people to learn about, almost learn to make decisions on their own behalf, and then supporting them in that process. So teaching practitioners that communication among other practitioners is key, and that means how to engage with and have discussion, both oral and written, with other providers, with Western providers. It meant developing practical treatment plans and thinking about care management in a written form so that if you meet with a patient, then a practitioner needs to know how to provide a treatment care and a treatment plan that then can be also shared with the Western providers as well. So what does that mean as far as goals and objectives and reassessing response to treatment and perhaps changing the treatment plan and herbal formulas as one goes along and making sure that that information is not only readable but transported to files that may be held at other doctor's offices. Discussion about interferon side effects and how to manage side effects and how to choose which medication to use at what time. So that means being able to have information on herbs available for other practitioners as need be, perhaps justifying some of your formulas where other practitioners may be nervous about what their patients may be taking. And then how to discuss what to do if interferon treatment is not warranted, not chosen, or must be discontinued or does not do what it's expected to do. Again, that's empowering a patient to be able to be in that conversation, perhaps with their physician, but also helping a patient to recognize when something isn't working. Because oftentimes, for people who are coming to see CAM practitioners, and specifically acupuncturists, sometimes they may be seeing, we may be seeing the patient more frequently than their Western doctors. So there's a screening process there, or almost like keeping one's finger on the pulse of progress for a patient. And so how to help a patient to be in conversation about what their progress or non-progress is about and charting that properly. And then what to do when the virus isn't cleared. Someone goes on to interferon and is not successful. And perhaps the drug fails them or the genotype is not correctly matched up or whatever it is that the person has treatment that fails them. And how to support people in that and help people to stay engaged with their Western provider, but how to continue to support them and keep them in treatment and the type of treatment you're doing, if that's being appropriate, and help them to find other resources along the way. That not clearing the virus is not the end of the road, but it's definitely a turning point in the road. And then, of course, being able to understand labs, understand cancer screenings and biopsies, and why these need to be done regularly, and helping to know when to reach out to Western providers, whether or not interferon is used or not, so the patient is staying in a place of safety at all times. So this training also included teaching patients how to do a daily journal and why, without stress. How often do you do journal entries? What's the value of it? How does a patient look back and be able to chart some of their own progresses? So there's a value to a daily journal. Including dietary guidelines for people to follow, exercise plans that are practical for people to follow, meditation plans that really seriously serve people, self-massage, how to do little mini acupressure massages on oneself, how to do moxibustion at home, or teaching family members to do that, soaks and saunas, and then, of course, identifying nutritional supplements that may be working in conjunction with Western pharmaceuticals or along with any herbal formulas that may be prescribed. So as far as the Chinese herbal formulas were concerned in this training, we also included the design of formulas. We looked at Chinese herbal principles within the patterns and disharmonies that HCV actually provide manifests in the body, and mainly the formulas are geared around clear heat and clean toxin, regulate and vitalize both qi and blood, regulate and drain dampness, and then tonification of the qi, blood, jing, and jin. And from our Western treatment concept, the formulas are geared towards immune regulation, decreasing liver inflammation, normalizing liver function, improving blood microcirculation, building bone and marrow, repairing any sort of liver damage, hopefully, and anti-inflammatory and antiviral effects. So the Chinese herbal medicine tends to be integral to this type of a treatment, and the herbs that are selective generally are reflective of the imbalance that has been diagnosed, but it also may include long-term, long-standing imbalances that the person may have been living with as well. And it can be used either alone or in conjunction with pharmaceutical treatment. So when a person is treated in Chinese medicine, we know that there's an ongoing assessment that happens and that treatments may be changed according to any sort of health status that may change, and that the evaluation happens by the practitioner. And that this should always include, the type of interaction with HCV patients should always include a full TCM diagnosis assessment along with any changes in Western diagnosis and therapies. And that can be part of the challenge, and that is that how do you gather that information from the patient each time? How do you share information with the other providers? What are your lines of communication? And how is it that you can really help to facilitate a team approach for your patient with HCV? Because essentially, in the best of all worlds, Chinese traditional medicine practitioners must take into account both Western diagnoses and Eastern diagnoses when creating a treatment plan for patients with HCV. And by doing this, we help a patient to develop and manage a comprehensive treatment plan that can integrate both Western and Eastern medicine, Western treatments, and other care, and keeping the client at the center of the overall treatment plan. So basically, our contraindications and interactions, we felt that in order to take this into consideration, that practitioners must be well prepared around herbal medicines for specific diagnoses along with HCV, and be well aware of the contraindications for both Chinese diagnosis and Western diagnosis, and understand pharmaceutical interactions and have resources to easily access, and that means basically being able to work online, research herbs that you may be wanting to give to someone who's going on to pharmaceuticals, and feel confident in your prescribing skills and abilities. So outcomes from this project, this study, reflect the impact of the HCV certification course that has increased both numbers of trained providers and access to care for people living with HCV. This effort revealed practitioner views on training and utilization of the knowledge gained through the certification. A mixed method approach to inquiry was used for the study by applying both qualitative and quantitative methods. The methods used an online survey and followed up with phone-based interviews. Data was collected from 55 of the Asian medicine practitioners that participated in the comprehensive training. So in July of 2011, surveys were distributed to the 275 acupuncturists and health practitioners that completed the HCV certification course. 20% of those, or 55 of them, responded to the surveys. And the surveys indicated the responses were, are you currently treating people with HCV? 39 of them said yes, 16 no. How many people with HCV and what percentage of practice do you treat in a year? The response was averaging from 5 to 25 and as high as 60 per year, with an average around 14. And how long do people stay in treatment on average? The response was from 2 months to 3 years and on into maintenance treatment. And have you been able to see people successfully through Western treatment? 31 responded yes and 24 no. And of the 55 survey respondents, 24 were interviewed by phone, followed up by myself and two other practitioners. 100% of the people who had discussion on the phone expressed an increased confidence in working with Western-trained docs with patient care. That was happy news. Some of the other things that were revealed is that several people said that they would never have reached this level of integrating Eastern-West medicine without the training, because they didn't receive it in school and there hadn't been enough focused continuing education around this for them to have developed confidence in their practice. There was an increased understanding of cultural sensitivity, and cultural humility was spoken of that was associated with HCV care. There was comments about cutting through a cultural bias. Interdisciplinary training is a must in the AOM field, we heard several times. Increasing the effectiveness of my treatment for HCV significantly was frequently expressed. And one person said, it opened my eyes to a world of possibility of effectiveness by bringing together East-West medicine. Another person, I was able to join the local medical community with this level of information and contribute with AOM on an entirely new level. People spoke about increased referrals from MDs, and one said, I finally learned how to make a proper referral as well. and co-infection issues such as HCV, HPV, HIV, and other viral infections were spoken about. Okay. So in conclusion, this interdisciplinary training course was designed to expand the skills and understanding of practitioners of Asian medicine and licensed acupuncturists and create broader access to treatment for people living with HCV. I think we did that. This study reflects the growth and expansion of Asian medicine as part of the larger system of interdisciplinary health care addressing public health care needs in the U.S. And lastly, this study is dedicated to the principle that every person should have access to health care and the resources to live a healthy life. Thank you.